So I'm in Gangaung Prison to talk to two of the lovely students here who have been doing a presentation for us visitors. And I've got Flora and I've got Landry. So we're going to have a little chat about what they're doing here and why and what they hope to gain from it. So first of all, Flora, ladies first, of course, where are you from?
So I'm from the south of France, next to Marseille. And I just arrived in Guingamp and in Britain in September, in the beginning of last school year.
Right. And you, Landry?
I'm from the center of France, from Vichy. I mean, it's a town, well, a small city in the central part of France. And same as Flora, I had never been in Brittany before. Yeah.
So why are you studying here? What have you, why have you come here?
We came to get a master's degree in art and culture. And for me, I came in Guingamp because I wanted to discover Brittany and I wanted to learn how to create a huge artistic project with children and all people who want to get in the cultural world and everything.
Any particular aspect of the culture?
All it's possible. For me, it's more about dance and scientific and technic culture, but we can learn about almost all the subjects.
Fantastic. And you, Landry?
I come from a musical background and I always wanted to share it, I mean to create transmission around it, and so that's basically
okay.
Why I
so,
came here.
So you'd like to teach music?
Not
or
really.
Not te- no. How would your music be involved?
More like how to take part in a musical project and how to interact with an artist, how to interact with his music, and also how to interact with the public, like how to create with the public.
Interesting. So do you play any musical instruments?
I do. I play the trombone in a band in a small orchestra in Guingamp.
Oh, excellent. What's it called?
L'Orchestre d'Harmonie du Pays de Guingamp.
Okay.
I play the trombone and we have a few concerts in a year. So, yeah.
Oh, just found out more about those. And you, I believe, Flora, you're very into dance.
Yes, but Landry, I have a background before. For me, it's in dance. Many dance styles like contemporary dance, modern dance, jazz dance, and Irish dance,
Irish
which
dance,
is important.
Yeah.
And I just last year I got my dance teaching degree. So beside the master, I'm just part-time dance teaching.
Okay, so you managed to squeeze in your part-time dance teaching in between your studies.
Yes, it was only for 3 weeks, so it was a short teaching time. But the schools allow us to just work beside class and go to school beside the work, and it's
so
possible.
When you finished here, the course is 2 years, I think. Is it?
Yes,
2 years. Would you like to become a dance teacher?
Yes, I would like to become a dance teacher, and in my dream, I teach dance during the evening, and during the day, I'm just creating some project between art and science, or art and video, or
okay.
Art and
right.
Everything.
You'll be very, very busy.
Yeah, I guess so.
And choreography, do you like to create choreography?
I like to create in a group with my friends or with people, with other artists, which share my vision in the art, but I don't like to create alone. It's not my business. Alone, I don't like it. I don't know if it's in music, it's the same.
Well, Landry, back to you. Why do you think now it's so important to learn English in particular and to speak it well?
Well, in our field, which is a field in which we aim to speak to everybody, it is, to me, quite essential to be able to, I mean, today, to show the place around to people, even if they don't speak French, and we also sometimes build projects with foreign people, like it's essential.
Would you agree with that, Flora?
Yes, and in our field it's true, and in everyday life also. I think it's important to be able to just chat with everybody, even if they don't speak French. We can learn English and speak with most people in the world, so for me it's important, yes.
What have you found is the most difficult part about learning English?
For me it was about the pronunciation, because it's not really the same as the French language. But I think sometimes conversations are impressive because people speak really fast and you cannot understand expression, or for me it's a bit hard, but I work.
you did extremely well this afternoon. I think we all follow it. And also you do speak very clearly. And Landry, what have you found particularly difficult?
The pronunciation too. I will go with that, because once you get used to speaking, which is hard in itself, and you have mastered something, but the second you stop speaking it English, you just lose how to express words, really.
And the flow. It's getting the flow, I think, yeah. Isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
In any sentence. Well, I have to say, us English people of certain ages trying to learn French, we struggle the most with telephone conversations. So have you found this particular project useful?
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Because, I mean, in my case, I have a student job. It consists in showing people around, mostly French people, but I mean, at any time it could be people who don't speak French at all,
or not necessarily English but English speaking.
Exactly. Yes. So it's in this particular case it's very helpful because it shows me how to do it, really. But in a broad in general, it just creates an opportunity to talk, and which is always needed.
Excellent, yes. And you, Flora?
For me, it was a way to discover the prison's history, because it was not really clear for me before this project. And it's a way to meet other people who have a different history, different way to see our place. We are every day on every week. And sometimes just to welcome other people and just share with them our place, it's really great for me.
It's been extremely interesting, because it is such a place of history. Well, thank you both very much indeed, and I wish you every success in your future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much
for having us.